Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beitza Daf Lametes in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel, starting at Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Af Hu Poiches Ketchilo V'Noitel. If you have bricks that are arranged, you can remove the bricks in order to take the food. Says the Gemara, Bo Rabbi Yudu B'Shem Shmuel, U'Bilvad Keneged HaPesach. We're talking on bricks that are not attached together. There's no mortar in between them. It's in the door. It's a door, and they close the door with bricks. That Rameir says you can remove, because removing that is only Yisro Derabbanan. So Rameir is Matim Yishuv Simchas Yomtev. But taking actual bricks that are connected and removing that Rameir does not allow. Sigmo V'atani, but says in the Braiso, means you have ropes that are attaching and closing up some seals that you have in the ground. I mean, there's some vessels that are connected to the ground, and they're sealed on the top with ropes. So how do you open the ropes? So there's no argument that in Yom Tov, what they do is mifakfikim, which means you shake them, umafkim, and you unravel them. Umatirim, you untie them, v'choitchim, you can cut them. Meaning in Yom Tov, you're allowed to open these ropes anywhere you want. B'Shabbos, so then Chachamim say, mefakfakim, you can shake them, avaloy mafkim, unraveling them, v'loy matirim, untying them, v'loy choitchim, cutting them. So what do you see over here? That when you're talking about kelim that are connected to the ground, on Yom Tov, even Chachamim agree that things that are not considered to be stira deraiso, not considered to be something which is a soiser, melacha of soiser deraiso, you could do on Yom Tov. Only on Shabbos deraiser. So says the Gemara, you see from here that Rameir, who's matir more than Chachamim, a korachach is matir not only something which is a stira derabanan, which is only prohibited midirabanan. Because you see, something which is prohibited midirabanan, even Chachamim allow it. Like unraveling or untying the ropes. So what's the machlokes over here in our Mishnah? We're talking about bricks that are connected with mortar. That according to Rabban, you can't do that stira deraiso. And according to Rameir, even though midiraiso, yeah, it's considered to be soiser, because of Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it. So this is a raya, there's a proof against the statement we said before. The word just concludes the braiso, uve kelim, if it's not connected to the ground, which is movable vessels. B'Shabbos mutar v'nsochler b'yomtev, so even in Shabbos you can untie them any way you want, and of course the yomtev could do as well, and nobody argues on that. Halacha da zok de mishnah ein poichasim es haner im deshuoy sekli. Ner in the mishnah doesn't mean candle like today, but ner means the vessel where you put the oil of the candle. So if you have a piece of clay and you want to create a receptacle to be able to put the oil inside, you're not allowed to do that in Yom Tov, because you're creating a kli. Which means extinguishing fire and creating coal. The goldsmith used to use it, and considered to be making another kli, which you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to go take a wick and cut it into two. Because again, it's called tikkun mana. You're creating a new kli. There was one wick, and you're creating two. Continues the mission on with base. You could cut it in the fire. As we'll see in the Gemara, it means you put the wick into two different candles, you let it light it up, and then it cuts into two. So it doesn't look like creating a kli, it just looks like you're lighting two candles. So the Gemara, Tani, lefosim stumos. Lefosim is a type of pan. Fosim stumos means it's a sealed pan. The way they did it, used to create these pans, and then remove the cover. But in the beginning, the cover was attached to the pan. Before Yom Tov, he created that seal pan. Don't open it on Yom Tov because you're creating a vessel on Yom Tov. According to the Gisa Rab Chaim, the Gemara says now, Shum Gamliel allows it because before Yom Tov, it was meant to be open. So it's not considered to be a kli that was done on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Tamat Aninon. We learned in Maseches Edios, Alefosim Aroinios, again, pans, it's called Aroinios, it looks like a closet that has the cover on it, that's one way to say it, the way the Girsa here is with the Aleph, in the Bavli, the Girsa is with the Ayin, Aroinios means it's coming from the people that live in the city, Loshon Ir. But the same idea is a pan that has a cover on it, Shem to oyrois be oyolamis. It doesn't have two more oyolamis because it's sealed. Vetmiras be masa azav. If the zav carries it, it has a din of tumor because it is a kli, and the kli gets tumor when the zav carries it. Plazorotzolik says, no, it's not considered to be finished. It's not finished, and therefore there's no tumor. Tumor is only on a finished kli, only on a vessel which is complete. This, you still have to open the cover, is not considered to be finished. So says the Gemara, the individual over here, which is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who holds the kli is already finished before Yom Tev, he's kistumi de tavon. He's like the Stam Mishnah over there that says that the these pans are considered to be a full kli to get tumo. V'idichido de tamon, and the individual over there means the one mandama over there, which is a blazer of tzadik, kistumi de acho, like the Stam Mishnah over here. Because the Stam Mishnah over here said that it's not considered to be a kli until you get to Yom Tev when you open it. So meaning the stump over here holds this kli is not considered to be finished until you get to Yom Tov. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel argues. And there it's the opposite. The individual, Blazer ben Tzadik, holds that it's not considered to be a kli until you open it. And the stump Mishnah holds it is a kli and gets tumah. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Beit Sod Daf Lamed Tes.